In a high school state softball tournament play yesterday, Tuesday action in Class 1A quarterfinals saw Key defeat Linville Sully 4-0, AGWSR Downing Marquette Catholic 2-0, Akron Westfield beat Glidden Ralston 5-1, and Martinsdale St. Mary's was a winner over Wayne 6-5. In Class 2A quarterfinal round play, Highland beat St. Ansgar 5-0, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont over Al Burnett 5-1, Earlham downing North Butler 3-0, and Woodbury Central beat Maple Valley 4-3. In Class 5A quarterfinals, Dowling Catholic a winner over Pleasant Valley 4-1, Southeast Polk shut down Cedar Rapids Jefferson 2-0. Also in 3A consolation semifinal play yesterday, Mid Prairie was a 5-2 winner over West Burlington Notre Dame, and center point Urbana down Spirit Lake by a 5-2 score. Today's action, all in consolation round play and all early games today. In Class 1A consolation semifinal round play today, Linville Sully plays Marquette Catholic, while Glidden Ralston faces Wayne. In 2A consolation semifinal play, St. Ansgar will play Al Burnett, and North Butler faces Maple Valley. In Class 4A consolation semifinals, Lamars will play West Delaware, and Clear Creek Amana faces Oskaloosa. While in Class 5A consolation semifinals, Waukee will play Muscatine, and Pleasant Valley will battle Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Also, the 3A consolation finals today include the 7th place game, West Burlington Notre Dame playing Spirit Lake, and the 5th place matchup has Mid Prairie battling Center Point Urbana. Semifinals in all those classes will be held tomorrow in Fort Dodge. State Boys Baseball Championship action continued yesterday. Sub-state finals in boys baseball, Class 1A, saw Underwood advance to the state tourney, the Eagles posting an 8-inning, 2-1 win over Lennox to move on, while Martinsdale St. Mary's qualifies again for the state tourney with a 3-1 win over Earlham. In Class 2A, Maple Valley wins a sub-state final over Southeast Valley 5-4 to advance, and Van Meter moves to the state tourney with a 5-1 victory over St. Albert. Now tonight in Class 3A sub-state finals, Harlan will play Glenwood. That Hawkeye 10 showdown will be in Harlan tonight, with the winner moving to state. Bishop Heland Catholic will play Sergeant Bluff Luton tonight. That game at Lamar's, with that winner moving on to state as well. In Major League Baseball last night, Jake Odorizzi allowed 2 runs over 5 2/3 innings, and Yunel Escobar highlighted a 5-run fifth inning with a 2-run double to lead the Tampa Bay Rays to a 7-2 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. That was the Rays' season-high 6th straight win. They've outscored the opposition 36-11 during that run. Evan Longoria added a solo homer in the 9th for Tampa Bay. St. Louis ace Adam Wainwright, making his first appearance since starting for the National League in the All-Star game, gave up 6 runs, 4 of them earned, in 4 2/3 innings. Wainwright was trying to become the first 13-game winner in the National League. He walked 4 and hit a batter in his second shortest outing of the season. He allowed 7 earned runs in 4 1/3 innings in a 9-4 loss to San Francisco on May 30th. Matt Carpenter and Matt Holliday hit solo home runs for the Cardinals. A couple of other interleague games yesterday saw Arizona beat Detroit 5-4, while the Mets beat Seattle 3-1. In the American League, Mike Moustakas homered twice. Bruce Chen pitched 5 effective innings in the Kansas City Royals, snapped a 4-game losing streak with a 7-1 rout of the Chicago White Sox. Moustakas, who has 12 homers this season, went 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. The Royals entered the game with a Major League worst 55 homers and had managed a total of 6 runs during the losing streak. Chen allowed just 1 run and 5 hits in 5 innings last night for the Royals. Elsewhere in the AL, the Yankees beat Texas in 14 innings 2-1. Toronto beat Boston 7-3. Cleveland over Minnesota 8-2. Baltimore beat the LA Angels 4-2. And Houston in 12 innings, a 3-2 winner over Oakland. In the National League, Pittsburgh outscored the Dodgers 12-7. San Francisco beat Philadelphia in 14 innings, 9-6. Miami topping Atlanta 6-5. The Cubs beat the Padres 6-0. Milwaukee over Cincinnati 4-3. Washington beat Colorado 7-4. Elsewhere around Major League Baseball, the Major League's batting leader, Troy Tulowitzki, has been placed on the 15-day disabled list by Colorado because of a left hip flexor strain. That move is retroactive to Sunday. Tulowitzki suffered the injury in a game against Pittsburgh on Saturday. The 29-year-old All-Star shortstop is hitting .340 in his third in the National League with 21 home runs. The Chicago Cubs took another step toward the future by designating second baseman Darwin Barney for assignment. Second baseman Emilio Bonifacio was activated from the disabled list to take Barney's place on the roster. Bonifacio had been out since June 13th because of a strained right oblique. The 28-year-old Barney won a gold glove in the 2012 season when his 141 consecutive games without an error was tops in the majors. Texas Rangers catcher Giovanni Soto was placed on the 15-day disabled list with a strained right groin less than a week after he returned from right knee surgery. The last-place Rangers currently have 14 players on the DL. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig says he's anxious to look at the recommendations of a team of top orthopedists who are studying the uptick in elbow injuries among pitchers. A handful of experts, including Dr. James Andrews and New York Yankees team physician Dr. Christopher Ahmad, are putting together a report to help baseball address the rash of reconstructive Tommy John surgeries. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Iowa getting just two hits, but the I-Cubs still beat New Orleans by a final of 1-0, while Memphis was a 6-3 winner over Omaha. The I-Cubs currently have a game-and-a-half lead over Omaha in the North Division standings of the PCL. The I-Cubs will be at home again this afternoon at 12:05 start at Principal Park against New Orleans, while Omaha continues its series tonight at Memphis. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic, or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
Well, it's not clear as to how long Andrew Wiggins will be a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers, but a person familiar with the negotiation says the Cavs will sign the number one overall pick in the near future. Wiggins has been linked to a possible trade with Minnesota for All-Star forward Kevin Love. The person familiar with those talks says Wiggins will sign with Cleveland as early as today. If the Cavs and Wiggins work out a deal, a trade for Love would not be able to be consummated for 30 days. The Cavs and the Timberwolves have had ongoing discussions about a trade for Love since before the draft. The Timberwolves have always insisted that Wiggins be involved in any package, a stipulation the Cavaliers have resisted. Also in the NBA, the Chicago Bulls say they've signed first-round draft pick Doug McDermott, who was last season's College Player of the Year. Terms of that deal involving the 6'8" forward out of Creighton were not released. In NFL news, seven former professional football players are challenging a tentative class action settlement of NFL concussion claims. Their appeal echoes their previous complaints that some players won't be fairly compensated under the settlement, which would cover nearly 20,000 retired players for 65 years. The San Diego Chargers agreed to a two-year contract extension with running back Danny Woodhead. Woodhead is coming off a career year. He had career highs of 76 catches, 605 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Robert Newhouse, who played running back for the Dallas Cowboys for 12 seasons and went to 3 Super Bowls, has died. He was 64. Newhouse's son, Rod Newhouse, says his father died Tuesday at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, after a battle with heart disease. Newhouse had suffered a stroke in 2010. The burly running back was drafted by the Cowboys in 1972 out of the University of Houston. Newhouse ran for 4,784 yards in his career with Dallas. He retired in 1983 after playing in 3 Super Bowls with some of the Cowboys' greatest teams, including the 1976 NFL champions. New Texas coach Charlie Strong prefers not even talking about national championships. Strong said Tuesday in his first appearance at the Big 12 Football Media Day that when he was part of a national title run at Florida, the Gators never discussed going or winning it. The coach knows the expectations for a premier program like Texas. He just wants his players going out and working every day without having that pressure constantly put on them. The Longhorns haven't even won a Big 12 title since the 2009 season when they made it to the national championship game. Going into the new college football playoff era, Oklahoma is the preseason favorite to win its league-high 9th Big 12 title, while Texas is picked 4th. And workers have begun piecing together a $1.3 million video board at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, and officials hope the scoreboard will be functional by the University of Northern Iowa's first home football game, September 20th. The Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier reports workers from Fort Myers, Florida-based Animated Display Systems on Sunday started installing panels for the 26 by 100-foot video scoreboard into a massive steel frame above the south end zone. Troy Dannon, UNI's director of athletics, says the old scoreboard was outdated and failing. It'll be converted into a scoreboard and placed near the north end zone. The McLeod Center also will get a new scoreboard. Funding for the improvements came from the Blackhawk County Gaming Association, Learfield Sports, and a private donor. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.